We are in the discussion mode. There's been a motion made to pass as amended. We've made the amendment pretty clear. We've been asked and answered questions on it. Looks like we're ready for a vote now. When you are ready, Linda.
I am ready. And again, starting with you, Senator Miramont.
Yes.
Representative McCright.
Yes.
Senator Maxman. She may have stepped away. I'll come back. Representative Alley is not here. Senator Rosen is not here. Representative Falkingham. Representative Falkingham. Okay. Representative Bloom is not here. Representative Hepler.
Yes.
Representative McDonald. She is still not back. Representative Crafts?
No.
Representative Hutchins?
That's a no.
Representative Stanley? Representative Thorne?
Nay.
And I see Representative Maxman is back. Your vote, ma'am?
No.
Okay, so we have 3 in favor, 4 opposed.
We have Representative Stanley.
I'd like to vote as well.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I called on you and you weren't there. And your vote, ma'am?
No.
You know, okay. Is that everybody so far? Okay, so there's 3 in favor. That makes 5 against. And 4 opposed.
4 missing, 4 absent.
Yes, I'm sorry, yeah. 4 absent.
Yep, so with 3 having voted in favor, 5 opposed, and 4 being absent, the motion fails at this point. And there was there any other discussion while we still are open in this bill with that motion failing? Any other motions, any other anything? Representative McCrae?
I'm not sure because we have 4 absent. It's hard to know how this is going to go. So can we, I do have an alternative, but I don't know if we want to wait until others have voted, or I don't know.
Yeah, we can do that. We can wait and bring this back up. Well, maybe people come on and we'll have them vote when they come on while we're working other bills. And if not, we'll kick it down the road. Representative Thorne.
I'm just curious. I'm not sure. I just asked the question. Is it possible for somebody to make a motion and then not vote on the motion?
Make the motion and not vote on it. You mean, let's say you moved a certain bill, but then you voted against it when the vote came up. Yes, you can do that.
No, if I don't vote on it. If I make a motion and then I don't vote.
Mr. Chair, I believe he's referring to the fact that Representative Falkingham made the motion ought to pass as amended, but he was absent at the vote.
I see.
I don't know the answer to the question. I just know the question.
I'm just learning because I didn't know if that negated the vote or that's something that he can catch up with later, and that's fine.
It is. You have 2 days to vote, even if you made the motion. It doesn't matter that way, but ultimately, does he have to vote? I'm not really sure.
Oh, yeah, that was just more of a point of process than anything.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good. Thank you for doing that. Representative Falkingham, we're still discussing 1844. We have, we can let you record your vote now on that. Yeah. With the amendment. Did you hear the amendment?
Yay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I've been listening to you guys. I just had my camera off because I had a couple other things going on.
Sure. Okay, we're at 4, 5. I know we won't get Representative Alley anytime soon. I'm not sure about the others, how, what they were doing as far as coming back, but we're going to give them a chance to anyway. So right now the vote stands 4 in favor, 5 opposed, 3 absent. And we're going to
4 and 4.
It's 4. Yes.
What's that?
4 and 4.
4 absent.
I believe the vote is 4 and 5. Isn't that correct, Linda?
Yes, it's 4 in favor, 5 opposed, and then 4 absent. I think I might have been counting Representative Falkingham, even though he wasn't speaking.
Thank you. 4, 5, and 4. Yes, Lynn.
I just want to ask those who voted against the motion, ought to pass as amended, is your vote an ought not to pass?
Anyone or all of you?
If you're...
I'll defer to Representative Hutchins on that.
Yes, it's an ought not to pass.
I would agree with Representative Hutchins.
All right. Okay. We're going to move on to